Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Disclaimer.
Mo about nothing.
Damn,
show,
Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all.
Yeah, damn, Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all Terezi tonight, okay?
Oh, really?
I'm busting your chops, Mo. I'm sorry about you.
Now, let's start the show.
So, you were talking about, it's effort. It is a process a lot of niggas have that women will never understand. They will never understand. All y'all see is the end result that y'all want to see. And the pressing of getting to that end result is what drives niggas crazy. It's what drives us crazy. If I wash clothes and the clothes are dry and I take them and then you put them in a basket and there's a herd of clothes, then we got to separate out the clothes and then we fold the clothes. After we fold the clothes, we put them on the bed, we put them wherever. Putting them up is a whole different process. So now we got to take time to do that. If we want to take a break in between all of that, what's the problem? Ma'am, your rebuttal. Your rebuttal?
My fucking rebuttal is don't leave them in the community area.
Don't we need space to fold all these clothes?
Put them in your fucking room.
Our room?
Put them in the room.
If we put them in the room and then we start folding the clothes and then we take a break and your ass want to come lay down, that will press us to have to go put up the clothes
before
we feel like putting up
the clothes. I hate when niggas be like, they do it, but they do shit on their own time. I want it done then.
First of all,
when I say take the trash out, no, this is the problem. Really,
no one clocks the real problem to is your job.
The real issue. The real issue is that niggas be upset. Men be upset, particularly because they say, you know, well, in my case, too independent, or they want to feel needed or wanted or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was raised by a single mother, so I do shit on my own. I ask you because you say every time I take it out, no, don't take it out. I got it. Why are you doing that? I got it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got it. Okay, that's fine. But when I ask you to do it, you don't do it. So then I'm tired of looking at it. So then when I take it out, you have an attitude about me doing it.
I'm raising my hand. How can you be tired of looking at something?
I'm tired of looking at something. When I say...
That doesn't even make sense.
If a curtain's crooked and I ask you to fix it, I'm tired of looking at it being crooked. When something's wrong with the lock and I say, fix it, something's wrong with the lock, I'm tired of looking at it. I'll do it myself. When I say, can you help me put these curtains up? And you say, yeah, I'll do it in a minute, but that turns into days. I'm tired of waiting on you, so I do it myself. When I say, I'm tired of these clothes sitting here, it could be for hours. They sitting on the couch. Why are these fucking clothes sitting on the couch? Everybody sits here. Like, why do I have to look at your clothes on the couch? Nobody else's clothes are here. Like, you're not a kid. You're a grown ass.
We could probably come up with other things that you guys do.
Like what?
Really?
Like what? Go ahead. Really? Go ahead. Because
I'm tired of all these makeup stains all on the counter. Don't you know how to wipe up these stains when you're done? I'm tired of
your
razors just sitting. Put the razors up. Why they got to sit in the tub all the time?
But they in the bathroom.
They're
not in the middle of the living room. They're not in the kitchen.
We have kids, damn it. A kid can pick up a razor and cut their face, try to act like mommy.
Because they want to shave their beard off like daddy. Like daddy, not like mommy. Shaving the beard off like mommy. Shave the mustache like mommy.
Let me tell you something nasty I saw too one time. Why do you have to wrap up that thing that you have in you when you're at a certain time of month and leave it on the tub?
Ooh.
Why do you have to do that?
Who did that?
Some women do that, and they think, I'll pick it up before I leave.
And they forget.
And they forget.
Ah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do we have to be subjected to that?
I mean, shit. What you mean why you have to be subjected to
that? Why do we have to see y'all rags that y'all have, y'all things on y'all head?
Are you serious?
I'm talking about after you take it off.
Oh, where is it at?
Wherever y'all put it down.
On really? The bed.
Really?
On the bed. On the dresser.
Why is that folded up? Put it somewhere nice.
For real.
We got the same problems y'all got.
No, you don't.
And we don't press y'all like
yes,
that.
Yes, y'all do.
No, we don't.
Yes, I don't understand why it's things around the house that are general for all of us, not just for you. These are things just for me. I don't say, like, why do men leave they when they shave their beards or their hair? Why they got them little bitty stubble hairs all over the sink and don't rinse it out?
I rinse mine out. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't?
I do.
Okay, well... That's you personally.
Do y'all?
I don't leave my pads out either.
Do y'all?
I don't leave razors out.
Let me ask you this: when y'all do y'all hair with y'all fingers and y'all pull hair off and you got hair like in your fingers and y'all just sprinkle it on the floor like it's okay?
Nobody sprinkles that on the floor like that.
Shit, the hell you
nobody
say?
Nobody does
that. Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
You go to my bathroom?
Who does that? You
every
well,
guest,
she need to put it in the trash.
They, every guest that comes here,
you said
they,
you want to see my pads. They fuck the they because they can go like this and put it in the trash. And sometimes they go like this and don't even know the hair has fallen out.
They do know because they did that.
You know, and go like this? You think that's what they did? Like they, salt bay, the hair yes. bay on your motherfucking floor?
They actually, like, flicked their fingers.
And on the floor.
Or in the sink. And they're still there when they leave.
Okay,
leaving evidence. So y'all know y'all won't be leaving evidence. Stop playing. Come on.
Who?
Women leave evidence everywhere. Just say they've been there.
I guess. I don't have fucking time for this. No. I got a place
y'all need to
live.
Stop doing.
I got a place to live. I ain't got time to be. I got evidence where I live.
Clothes. This nigga folded clothes. You know, some nigga can fold clothes. Did you leave shit in the basket?
Well, this is one of the first times he's folded clothes. So, yeah, they just leave shit in the basket.
I see.
You know, I don't. The thing is that I stopped doing shit because I am not your mother. I am not your mother. I baby these kids. I'm teaching them to fend for themselves. So I'm teaching them to fucking fold their own clothes. If they see you not folding clothes, then that means they're not going to fold clothes, which means they're going to be more work for me.
Let me tell you a story.
I need y'all to help me. Help us. Help us.
Somebody tried to teach me a lesson and
y'all
ended up getting taught a lesson. This motherfucker was tired of looking at the paint color on the wall. She wanted the walls painted. And me, having my whole list of shit to do, painting, we know what it takes to complete a job, right? We know once we get started, ain't no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
If I go out there and I start that lawn, she did the same thing with the yard too. If I go out there and I start that lawnmower and I go 5 feet, I gotta cut the whole goddamn yard because this shit look crazy.
Yeah.
So this crazy woman wanted. I went and bought the paint, put the paint in the corner. I was gonna set aside a day. I was gonna come back. I was gonna paint. I mean, the whole living room. We talking about a huge living room. I had to paint the trim. I had to tape everything up. I had to do all of that. She gets mad because I didn't paint on a day that she wanted painted because somebody supposedly came in because I was fucking tired because I wasn't gonna do it because I knew it was gonna take to get it done. This asshole pours paint into a thing, and she's going to paint the room herself. So she opens up the can. She didn't shake the shit up like she's supposed to. She didn't stir it up. She poured it in the goddamn thing, got the expensive ass, no, the roller, and rolled like 5-6 times and stopped talking about her back hurt. I get to the house and see on the wall like a sideways L. Not even big. It was little as shit. So how your back hurt from that? And I went to and I said, "Who the fuck?" I'm like, "Did you let the boys play in the paint or something?" I got tired of waiting on you, and I'm trying to paint it, and I hurt my back, and now I can't. Now look at it, and people coming over. I said, "Well, you fucked up." Because I'm not finna paint this motherfucker because you felt a little froggy and wanted to teach me a lesson. So guess what? Now you got a story to tell. And folks came over that weekend. Looked at that shit. And I laughed.
You're
and
so
I
petty.
Laughed and I laughed.
You're so petty.
So when I got ready to paint, that's when I painted. So yeah, you do that.
Get ready to do some shit when you get ready. Let me want to do. But the thing is that we can't ever do shit when we get ready.
Go
we
right
got
to
do it right then.
She did the same thing with the grass. She went out there. I'm going to cut the grass. Oh, go ahead. Cut the grass. It takes me a day and a half to cut all that grass. She got on that motherfucker.
Well, do we want to cook when we feel like we want? I'm tired of cooking, but you expect to eat.
Well, when she don't want to cook, she just puts shit in the microwave.
Like you fucking mess up my phone.
Yeah.
I gotta cut this shit off. Doing too much.
Teach me a lesson, goddammit.
I'm done.
I got
so, yeah, we won't fucking. That's her though, because I don't be putting shit in the microwave like that. Like, I don't be browning meat in the microwave.
I just think y'all need to calm y'all ass down.
What? Why can't we? I don't understand what is the problem.
Because I feel like
when things are needed, we have to be there on time, no delays. We don't get that option of like, not. We have so much shit to do. We just need help doing it. And all y'all want to do is sit here and get fucking mad because y'all want to be like, I want to do what I want to do. It, nigga, like, when's the last time I was taking a nap? When's the last time I didn't feel like doing shit, but I didn't, like, I had to do it anyway? When's the last time, like, I just need some assistance. And I'm not just speaking for me. I'm speaking for a lot of fucking moms out there.
So, because this nigga didn't fold and peel his clothes up, that triggered you to say, nigga, I can't even take a nap, and you won't even put these goddamn clothes up.
Yes, because he fell asleep.
Hey, man, a lot of people fall asleep. You never fell asleep in the tub. I think that you're not being completely honest about the shit that you do, but you point at his shit that he does. Because I can name a whole bunch of shit that women do. And
first of all, I don't need
deal.
My sanitary napkins out. Tampons,
that
pass,
was
whatever.
That. I didn't say you, but
I'm,
women
well,
do that.
I'm just saying, you say you don't. You rinse your hair at the sink, so I'm just saying. Women like, do that. I don't do that. I don't leave hair in the sink anymore. I rinse that stuff out. I don't leave toothpaste in the sink anymore. Kids do that shit. Mm-hmm. You gotta wipe off the countertops. I wash dishes. Like, things don't, I don't understand. I mop floors. I do all types of shit. You say you're not being honest. Now, I mean, what you want me to say? I don't make up my bed in the morning.
You don't?
No.
Mm. Why don't you make up your bed?
Cause I just don't.
That's the one thing you're supposed to do.
Supposed to do?
Yeah. The bed greets you at night and, you know.
Supposed to do?
Okay. You ain't got to do it. I'm just
I know
saying.
I don't.
It'd be rough getting a messed up bed at night.
It's not rough because I still sleep soundly.
Okay. All right. Well, he still can pick his clothes off the sofa. There's one less thing he got to go open up drawers now. He know where the underwear is. And
I mean.
So it's the common space. It's not the thing. It's just, it's in the common place.
It's in the common space.
So if it's, in the common space,
if it
it'll be okay.
If it's in the room, okay. Like, that's
Do you
the
hang
room.
Up clothes?
Yes.
You hang up everything?
No. I fold up clothes and I hang up some
Does
things.
He hang up his clothes?
He folds them.
So he doesn't have anything on hangers?
Yeah, suits and shit.
No shirts, no
button
jeans.
Button downs, no, yeah. Not jeans, but no. Button downs.
Where does he put his jeans?
He folds them.
And put them where?
In a drawer.
He puts his jeans in a drawer?
Mm-hmm.
How many drawers have he had?
A lot.
How many jeans does he have? I've never heard anybody put jeans in a drawer.
A lot. I put my jeans in a drawer.
Well, your jeans are small. Your jeans, you can roll yours up. Them Fashion Novas.
They're not Fashion Novas. They're Targets.
But they're elasticy.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, whatever. So I put my jeans in a drawer. And
I've never heard of this.
I hang up dresses.
That sounds inefficient.
Dresses. When I wash clothes, I hang up. Sometimes I wash things on a gentle cycle. I hang up something, line dry, put them in the dryer.
Do y'all wash your clothes together?
No. I wash my clothes separately.
And he washes his clothes.
Sometimes I wash his clothes.
So I think I got an inefficient system there going on.
Why?
So you wash his clothes and then he puts them up?
Sometimes. I wash all the kids' clothes and mine.
What are you supposed to? I'm just joking.
I wash all the kids' clothes and mine. I don't be washing his clothes like that.
All right. Well, don't seem like this is a big deal because he probably don't wash his clothes a whole lot of time. So
he does.
Anyway,
he washes clothes at least probably once a week.
I just think y'all be stressed about the wrong shit. Y'all be. No, what I'm saying is it seems like y'all are deflecting. Y'all are picking up on little stuff to argue about when there's big issues that y'all should be arguing about. But you want to pick the small stuff because
it's
easier
big,
to.
It's big shit. I argue about big shit, small shit. Nothing's off limits. Anybody can get it. Okay. Anything. Anything can get the attention.
Well, just be careful what you try to go do by yourself because you have a big
I'm not about
big
to, I'm not about to big paint shit by myself. Unless my mama come. Then my mama can help me. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. Just cut it out. Mm-hmm. Don't cut it out. You know, listen, that's my thing. Men always want to be mad when women get extra independent.
No, we
but
don't.
But then we ask them to do shit. They be like, I got it. Why didn't you let me do it?
Y'all want
to
be
extra. Why didn't you let me do it? Because when I asked you, you didn't fucking do it. It took you 4 days.
Extra independent. And then when a nigga come along and y'all don't have to do it, y'all have trouble identifying that y'all don't have to do it. That's what I be tripping about. I've dated some very independent women. Very independent women. And when I try to do things that I normally do, they freak out about it because no one has done
freak
that
out
for
like
them.
What?
Like, they don't know how to process it.
Yeah,
I've literally had a woman tell me, is this how you pursue a woman? I don't know what this is.
I told you, I grew up in a home with just me and my mom. My mom did everything, change oil, fix curtains, flush toilet, whatever had to be done around the house, my mom learned how to do it and she did it. So me, I'm outside cutting fucking branches off the patio with lopers, whatever. Taking them, cutting fucking branches, doing shit, climbing up ladders. Like, I do that shit because my mom taught me how to do it. So mm-hmm. if a nigga's come on talking about, oh, you ain't got to do it, well, I don't want to wait 15 years for you to do it when I can do it today.
15, you're so dramatic.
When I want to do it right now.
This man literally took a 5 minute.
But then you don't have to, why you would, because I guess they want to look like they don't want their friends over there seeing.
No,
it.
You're emasculating the man because you're trying to do
well,
some
then
shit
you need
to,
do. Well, then
but
you need
to
do
it
when
I... on his time then? Why you gotta set a clock for some basic shit is what I'm saying.
Because I have it on my list to do, right? I have it on my list to do and I may want to make sure that it gets done so I don't have to worry about it.
Why would
later.
You worry about clothes being folded? J. Cole?
Folded. I want to fold clothes. I want to make you feel good. He understood the meaning of being clothes being folded. He understood.
He didn't say put them up. He said fold them.
That is true. He did not say nothing about putting them up.
Really, okay. I got you. I understand what you're saying. You can do it by yourself. And when a nigga ain't doing it for you, you're like, why the fuck you here? I get it.
It's like added weight for no reason.
Hey, I mean, you do get some dick, though, so.
Is that it? You want to
You don't have any women out in the
do
world?
Do you want to justify that for some fucking dick?
Do you know how many women
I
out in the world?
I can do that myself. We just watched the ASMR video.
We did see that. But do you
she
know how many women?
She just did that shit by herself.
How many women in the world don't have dick?
Who they can have mine.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
so
somebody
if you
else
want
might
her
be
dick,
getting it.
If you want her dick, you need to go to, we never talked about the follow-up, but okay. Is everything all right at home?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, the niggas be community dick nowadays. You never know.
I don't know what we got there, but that's not
What's
true.
Community dick?
That's not true.
What's community dick? Ain't that a hoe?
That's not true. I only have sex with one woman at a time.
Okay, well, it's still part of the community.
I guess we are all part of the community.
We all got community bodies.
It's so amazing how everybody know each other.
And connected.
It's just amazing.
I knew somebody. Yeah, that's weird.
If you ever try to tell a woman or a man about folks you mess with.
Don't
you
tell their names.
Don't
tell their names.
And please, God, Zeus in the air or in earth or wherever, please don't show no pictures. Please don't
that
show
ended up badly. That ended badly.
Don't do that. Don't show pictures of dudes and don't show pictures of chicks. Because I guarantee you, they gonna know.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
You good?
No, but go ahead.
You just had to vent.
I just need to vent.
Had to vent on this extra session of.
Yes.
Oh boy. Listen, go fold his clothes and put them up.
Bitch, please put them up. Okay.
Clean out the women don't like clean out the tub.
Bye.
They don't think
I wash the tub out.
You clean the tub or you wash it out?
Ain't that the same thing?
No, it's not.
What you mean?
You use some Ajax.
Comet,
same thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And clean the tub.
Sometimes
out.
Lysol, sometimes Clorox. Yeah, you spray around and then I put some.
I've
Comet
literally
in
had
there.
Women tell me they didn't get it that dirty, so clean the tub out. And flush the toilet. Please. Flush the toilet.
Women don't flush the toilet?
They think they do. They don't go back and look. Like, they just trust the toilet going. Take their stuff away. And they just get up and walk out. And it's nothing more discouraging.
Bye. I got to go.
It's nothing more discouraging.
Because I don't understand who don't flush the toilet. Nobody tried to tell me last night
toilet.
That I didn't flush the toilet.
Oh, see? I told you.
He said, you forgot to flush the toilet.
I told boop. Gotcha. See?
I said, me?
Women, they trust the pressure of the water for some strange reason.
No, I always flush the toilet. So he said I didn't. I said that must not have been me because I always flush the toilet. Because I turn around and look back at it to make sure.
Obviously you didn't. Niggas flush condoms, so we know to look. We know to watch that shit go all the way down and disappear.
I don't like washing condoms. I think that's stupid. Throw them in the trash. Why can't you throw them in the trash?
Because what? Throw them in the trash.
You can't throw condoms in the trash?
Okay, so most niggas I know grew up in the house.
Oh, so that's
where they used
why,
to fuck chicks at the house.
They always be doing that.
And your mama might find it in the trash, or your chick may find it in the trash, or you know some shit. So we flush them, make sure they go down.
I don't have time. No.
That shit, your ass don't flush the toilet. That's so discouraging. Walk up in the bathroom, open it up, and you're just like this nasty motherfucker. She was so pretty 5 minutes ago. Then she, I didn't even know she shitted. She had the fan on, she had the sink on, she had the shower on. I'm trying to be in here with the little poo poo drops, make sure nobody. Then she left the evidence. You know, y'all go all out the way. You done?
Yeah, because I
flushed
the toilet.
Are you finished? No, you didn't.
Finished like you did.
And let's call him.
You got a question.
That's what
they call
you don't be keeping it 100, so you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you want to call him? I'm going to see.
I'm asking one question. Did she flush the toilet that? Now, you want to separate it. I don't know why you called him for. You want to keep it separate. Keep it separated. 7 female behaviors that baffle men.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Why are women public restrooms so gross? Absolutely disgusting. I want to know that question, too. Just nasty as shit.
Why what?
Why are the bathrooms so nasty?
Why are the... Probably because we don't touch shit in there, so everything misses, and then we
don't
clean
disgusting.
It up.
That's disgusting. When I used to be a manager at fast food...
He said, see, and I would have said no, because you didn't. I said, yes, I did.
Why do girls take so long to get ready? Because they lose focus. All the time.
So I was just like, okay, whatever. Women, I think the real reason why public bathrooms are so nasty is because this is just an explanation. I don't like going to public bathrooms because they are fucking nasty as shit. But I don't think women like to touch anything in public bathrooms. You know, we stand to pee, right?
But y'all got the little toilet things.
That don't work.
What you mean don't work?
Because the toilet seats be wet and shit like that.
Because women all doing the same shit. Men toilet seats don't be wet because we don't. Why would we do that? We have urinals too.
Yeah, y'all lucky. Y'all got urinals. We don't have that.
Y'all just disgusting.
The toilet seats are like, well, if I'm standing up, and sometimes the pee might miss.
I see some nasty shit. Why? And y'all just keep peeing. Instead of re-aiming, y'all just keep peeing on the ground. What'd he say? No. Oh, okay.
He said lies. I said, yes, I did. He said lies. I saw that pee in the toilet bowl.
Oh, you just peed. Oh, that don't mean shit.
Yeah, I didn't shit.
Okay.
I didn't
shit. Why would he even notice that?
Because he was in the bathroom brushing his teeth.
Oh, okay.
He and probably because he had to pee. And he know when he brushes teeth before he goes to bed.
But that's just conserving water. That's just conserving water.
That's what I'm going to say right there. I just conserved water for you.
I don't care if you peeing and ain't flushing it, but if you shouldn't, please flush. A lot of places don't want you to flush unless you...
Like, that's true, yeah. Especially if you go
out of the country. We ain't got no water for y'all to be doing that. That's something that freaked me out, too, in Colombia. What we found out, because, you know, us, we just got down. We from America. We don't know shit. They have 2 garbage cans in the bathrooms. Yeah. One is for your shit paper.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not finna put no goddamn shit paper in the
goddamn. In Mexico, they have the same thing.
Why would I do that?
I mean, they do that. Why would you clog up their toilet?
I would rather clog their toilet up than to fucking put shit paper in the goddamn can. That makes no sense.
That's stinking
just,
and shit.
It's just a tin.
They take it out every day.
They gonna take it out every hour? Because that's what they need to do.
No, they take it out every
Fuck
day.
Fuck that. I'm not putting shit in the goddamn tin can. Then you got shit on the damn lid of the can that folks touching. That's disgusting. Them savages. I'm just joking. They're not savages, but that shit is disgusting.
You know, a lot of places they do not flush.
Then I heard like the toilets in Japan.
They don't put toilet paper in the toilets at all.
In Japan, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a shelf in some places. Yeah. And you just shitting onto a shelf, no water. That's so goddamn nasty. That's one thing we got right in the U.S., except for the women's bathrooms are the nastiest
Yo,
shit.
Yo, I can't believe them. I'd be like going in, and then come right back out. Like at work, bathroom always stank. It's like somebody was on their period all the time. I never understood
How does that smell?
Never understood it.
Oh my God, y'all women are just the worst. Just the worst. And then I expect niggas to live with y'all.
Ooh! That's what, I like. Oh, I love that little that sound, that ad lib. I love doing that.
Oh, girl, told me that's why she don't like my one of my friends. That's, I don't know why you got to win bedroom. He had two bedroom because it'd be definitely quiet in this bitch. Like yeah, it'd be so goddamn
quiet.
You can
hear the toilet bowl.
Yeah. So I told her. So I'm gonna get a Siri in the room. Not Siri. Fucking Alexa. Alexa. So I say, whenever time she get up, I'd be like, Alexa, play Thunderstorm. You know, so white noise or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you don't hear the turds hit the toilet.
I don't understand. Like, we adults. Just go in there and shit.
It's hard for me to know that you listening to my turds.
I'm not listening. That's the thing.
But
I'm asleep.
You are listening.
I'm not.
Regardless if you think you are or not, you listening.
What is the problem?
Bloop.
Like, you get
I
up. Can hear,
because the thing is that I know I'm listening to turds. Not listening, in, like, consciously, but I could be in the bed, like, just on my phone, and then I hear a bloop, bloop, bloop. I just be like.
Yeah, fast gas and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
damn.
Y'all are so goddamn sick. What's the problem? So now you got to wait till you in the shower and be spraying your cheeks to try to get fast gas so it don't make no noise. Sound like the ASMR. That's fucked up.
Because that's the only thing that makes the noise. If y'all didn't know, the only thing that makes that fart noise is your booty cheeks.
Yeah, I know that.
Some people may not know. Some people may not. It's a life hack. If you don't want to make no noise and you can spread your butt cheeks apart if you farting, that's how you got to do. So yeah, dude, is pull your butt cheeks apart so they not touching, and then when you fart, it sound like this.
So fucked up.
Because if not, they vibrating against each other. That's why.
Nigga stomach be all. Turn it upside down while you try to stay cute,
girl. don't let it be like because the. Don't let it be like one of those shitty farts, and then you open your booty cheeks. God.
Don't fuck up and goddamn have some damn shit on your goddamn underwear because you try to hold it in because you try to be cute and you spend the night with somebody's house. Oh my God.
Victoria's Secret jaws with the skid marks.
That's what that's. Please don't. No, them damn thongs. I don't know where the fuck that shit go. That's on the back of your pants.
Thongs in general for like toilet paper stuck
up
your butt.
God.
I don't know why we have to wear those.
Yeah, I don't. Just buy some boy shorts, y'all. It'll be okay.
I just didn't be wearing drawers, period.
I can see that. I can see that shit. Don't see your Duke hanging. Because you ain't got no rebar under that concrete. That's why. Shit's just dropping. Anyway. Y'all women so pathetic.
You so petty. Because my butt, I got my butt. I need some tips. I mean, obviously, I guess squats are going to have to do the job.
Yeah, squats.
Because I'm trying to figure out why my butt is slammed down my back.
Like, you have a long ass day.
Yes. Like, what happened?
You got a nice ass.
After I had my it's last true, baby, it was like, it's like a teardrop.
Yeah, you okay.
Now I'm going to have to lift it.
Some of my best relationships have been where we just like, fuck it. I'm not getting up. I'm finna pass gas, nigga. That's the her, not me.
Not just be
oh,
like.
Oh, Kara was like, look.
No, I still be getting mad because I'd be like, that fucking shit stinks.
No, I don't pass the lean. When she does it, it's
I
like.
I get up because I'd be like.
And go well.
In the hallway.
Then you come back. Then you come back too early. You still stink.
Because it followed you.
It followed you. Then you'd be like.
You'd be like, you'd be like,
and then you'd be like, the smell is the fella. But yeah, I had a friend like, look, nigga, just don't put your nose on this cover. That's what you need. Just don't do that.
Because
I'm not getting up.
Or when you fart in the car and then you put on chat lock, you roll up out of windows.
I don't do that. That's a bit much. That's a bit much.
On a hot day?
That's a bit much. My homeboy did this shit one time. He told me, he said, yeah, man, dude, I think I fucked up, man. I said, what you talking about, man? I said, man, I went to go pick up this chick, man. I asked her out. She finally went ahead and said she'd go out with me. So he said he was going to pick up, but he had to pass gas, whatever. So nigga was driving over there. Nigga just farted in the car. He just farted in the car, right? But he let the windows down, he said, for like a minute, whatever. Then rolled it back up.
Nah.
it didn't go nowhere. It was so deep. He said when she got in the car, he got up and walked around, let her in, trying to be a gentleman. She sat in the car, then he walked all the way back around all nice like he did that shit. And she like, what the fuck is this? The nigga car was nasty. I'm like, nigga, you can't. Why?
I remember one time I lied. I was like, I farted in the car, and then
the smell don't go nowhere. It stayed up. It stayed up for
especially
days.
If you got cloth seats.
Yeah, you got cloth seats. You can fart in the morning time when you pull up at work and come back that evening. It should still be in there.
I was there. He got in the car. He was like, "What's that smell?" And I was like, "I don't know. One of the kids must have got the
like left a diaper on the seat."
For it to go out, and I rolled down the windows and everything, and nothing happened.
Oh my god!
Yo, that was nasty.
Oh my god! I remember one of my friends, like, we used to go get hotel rooms and shit. And I look, before she got there, I'm going downstairs to the lobby, go in the bathroom, come up, make sure I take a shower, whatever, you know. And then she come on in, but going down to the lobby when you eat some shit, and your stomach be turned upside down, just. Please do that. Don't try to do it in the bathroom for somebody you just met. Well, sleeping for the first time or whatever.
Yeah, I hate the situation. I hate like getting too drunk. When I get too drunk, then I be getting diarrhea.
When I get too drunk.
Not diarrhea. It just messes with my poop. Like, then I have to poop. That's why I try not to
call this the shit show.
That's why I try not to like get too drunk when I'm on a date or trying to go out or something like that because or somebody's house.
Yeah. Or when you're sleeping over and you can't control your night gas. The whole time you concentrate trying not to pass gas in your sleep.
You don't even sleep. The minute you fall asleep and you fart. And then if the fart wakes you up. Have you ever done
then
that?
You gotta go. Start clearing your throat. Popping your toes and shit, trying to make like a normal noise. I chicked in that one time.
Bitch, I heard it.
Look, and I woke up. I didn't turn over. I just woke up. And then you kind of you feel her kind of lifting up to see if you woke. And you got to do one of these numbers. Not like you sleep. Your eyes be wide open. Your eyes be wide open, turned over like.
Why are you snoring and laughing at me?
Trying to make her feel. Trying to make her feel better about herself.
Why are you laughing?
Good thing you feel her laying back down like, oh, I got away with it. And you just sitting there dying laughing.
Is that how you laughing in between your snores? Yo, no.
Woman, I know you farted. Don't even try to play it off. Make her feel good about herself. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, that'd be funny.
I remember that one time I did that, and we'd be trying that hard not to fart. And you sleep, but then the moment you doze off, that's when the fork come out because your booty just
moves. It's relaxed. Yeah, it relaxes.
And then it's a big one too. And then that Western will wake you up and you be embarrassed. You be looking over to make sure. By the way,
you lift up a little bit and you like. And then the nigga faking. I'm telling you, he faking.
He heard it.
He just tried not to embarrass you.
Oh yeah. Or when they do hear it and they make a comment, you thought you. Or when you do it on purpose because you think that they sleep.
Yeah.
And then they be like. Mm-mm. I heard that.
At my old apartment, I had a chick. She got up and I said, so she was going to get some water. And it was quiet as shit in that house for real. She said she going to get some water. So she walked in the kitchen to get some water.
You heard a fuck.
I know she stayed there a long time. Told me she was checking the email and stuff.
Wasn't that you that was having sex with a girl and she had a stain on
the street? Oh my God. on the bed in the hotel. So
she had a stain.
She got up like, oh.
Did she see it?
Nah, because I flipped the bed off, the cover over. And she made it unless she slept on top of the cover. Oh, that was disgusting. I mean, you know, hey, it is what it is, man.
I mean, I guess it was like a brown streak.
Yeah, a little streak. You know, you be digging at her, you know what I'm saying? You getting it and shit. She was just rubbing against the bed or whatever. I mean, I didn't fucking ask her nothing. It was just, you know, and she had took a shower.
She don't wash good.
No. I think what it was, I think I was eating out or something, and it got real wet and shit down there, whatever. And then when I started fucking her, yeah. Look down at the goddamn, she got to go take a bath with her. I'm like, Oh, okay. Coming that up.
Did that ever happen again?
Nah. I don't think I fuck with her no more.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I couldn't. Truffle butter on the sheets.
That's a little interesting. She was happy as shit, too. Literally.
I gotta go. It's my face hurt. I can't talk no more.
Call this the shit show for real. Y'all women and y'all bodily functions, I tell you the truth.
She had a streak on the sheet. God. A streak on the sheets. That's what this should be, the shit show. Streak on the sheet edition.
I told that story a long ass time ago. You remember that shit? Yeah. Right there? Yeah. That shit was crazy shit.
You know
shit.
I don't be forgetting a lot.
That shit was crazy shit. And yeah, women, take y'all underwear in the bathroom with y'all too. I know we all had a good time and we were throwing shit everywhere, but please pick up your bra and your underwear and take it in the bathroom with you. Don't leave that shit out.
Why?
And when you look down, like we don't, like sometimes we don't, niggas don't know y'all wear shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? Just in case y'all may come on. So y'all may have like a panty line or some shit like that on. Niggas don't know this shit. And when we look over that bed and we see our panties and see a panty liner still stuck in it and it looks, you know what I'm saying, a little worn. My God. We can't come back from that.
My question is, if she done had it on all day, what she smell like?
Even if she don't have it on all day, it's sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Especially, okay, so if you got your panties on and we getting at it. And now it gets all wet.
What if this is a surprise? What if she didn't know that y'all was hooking up that day?
I'm just saying. Just take your underwear in the bathroom with you and handle that shit. Please. These are my lessons for you women.
Don't wear white boxers.
I don't wear white boxers.
Because I don't want to see them damn stains in that either.
Yeah, I don't wear white boxers.
A little dingy around the area.
Yeah, I don't wear white boxers. Bowels. Like
bowels dingy.
Like that shit glow.
Salty nuts.
White clothes glow in the dark. So y'all need to wear nothing white.
Nothing.
For real.
Nothing. I want to see. If you wear boxers, please don't have no holes in them. Don't rip.
I had a friend
dusty,
ask me.
Dirty.
She asked me. You,
crust.
She's like, you manscaped. I said, you goddamn right I manscaped. I'm like, what the fuck you used to? Niggas having hair all over the goddamn dicks and hair. Every goddamn one all up the side. They pants. Niggas, what y'all doing? Niggas got hair everywhere. I hate look.
One time I had. I had sex and after I got done, it was just hair everywhere. I was having to like clean myself, take a shower.
That's so goddamn nasty.
And I was like, why do I have strands of hair?
That's just so goddamn nasty.
I was like, what the fuck?
Nigga, if you.
Itching. I'm itching this shit because I got hair stuck in places I don't need to have hair.
If the fucking urinal is clean and you in front of me and you go piss in a urinal and I walk up to that bitch and hair is in the fucking urinal, nigga, you nasty as shit. What the fuck you doing? These niggas don't, they usually one nationality that is really bad, too. Like, somebody need to hold y'all down and just get some damn, some sheep shears and just start cutting that shit down.
Sheep shears.
Nigga, your dick will look bigger if you shave some hair down. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It will. That's yeah, because I can't.
I don't understand hair in the fucking urinal. I just don't understand that shit.
I don't know. Hair don't be itching when y'all get in the crack
of
your ass.
Who is y'all?
I'm just saying, like, if hair grows, you can't feel it. If it grows in the crack of your ass, you can't feel it.
First of all, if your nigga ass is so sensitive that you can feel hair, that nigga's gay.
Don't say that.
I tell you that, man. Niggas need to be goddamn. Look, you need to jump him, nigga. Touch your duke for real. You like, you got to be on point. Like, okay, look, hey, look, I'm cool with you, dude, but I don't, you know.
If I try to slap my dude's ass, he'll turn around and, like, try to slap me.
Oh, no, I don't go that far.
Like this, like.
He get mad.
Yo, you mad, yo, bro? Dog. don't even do that. I'd be like, what? Don't even do it. Don't even think about it. Don't even do it.
You mad, bro?
He don't be getting that. Only like if he don't have no clothes on. Like if I catch him in the bath, about to get in the shower. And not coming behind
you. You never tried to pigeonhole him. Like you never tried to stick
him. No. And then
that nigga, you might have a black eye after that.
That's a reflex. Nah, I ain't going to do it. He already be turning around. His neck be almost going full circle when he's trying to turn around if I slap him on his ass.
That'd be rough.
Like this.
I don't advise that at all.
Somebody tried that on you?
Hell no. No,
most
women I mess with, they know I'm a goddamn grown ass man. They ain't finna do that shit.
Talking about kids,
they ain't finna do that shit. No,
no, no, but I don't want to do it anyway because I don't know what you got going on. Hasn't taken the shower all day. I'm gonna wait till after you take a shower in order for you to do it.
Ain't nothing wrong with manscaping, fellas. I don't know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's not. Yeah. And women appreciate that. I don't know why you know, some women probably like Amber Rose and shit, like the salty nut smell. I don't.
Yeah. Dude, she asked me one day, you shave your back? Yeah, I shave my back. That shit like I had roaches and shit on crawling on me. I don't like it. I'm hair everywhere.
Damn. What? How you get that? You good?
I ain't show you my little thing I bought.
No, you had a razor from the back.
No. It's a shaver. But it has an arm and extender on it.
Oh, wow.
So I don't need no help.
Wow. I don't need no help.
I don't need no help.
Damn.
It's so funny because niggas don't realize they can just order shit now.
Yeah, I be ordering Amazon shit all the time. Like, bam, bam, bam.
Because niggas don't want to go buy nothing.
Like, this bitch right here, her. I got some women on Instagram that I just cannot get over.
Who's that?
One of them is Uchi. Uche, Ushi, whatever her name is.
Spell it.
UCHEMBA. She is Nigerian.
Oh, okay. Damn, she got a little ass waist. Okay. She look Nigerian too.
She is. Go down. Look at it. Look.
Nigerian women are so fucking aggressive.
Look at she's. But her voice is so fucking little.
They so fucking aggressive.
You hear her voice?
Where's the?
You said she's so aggressive, but her voice is literally
Nigerian women are so aggressive.
Listen, just you wouldn't get that vibe. Listen to her talk.
Green boys hosting the major independence party at lounge. You know, going missing one. Hey you guys, so next Saturday I'm going to be in St. Louis hosting the Major Independence Day party at Blue Lounge. You're not going to miss that one.
She's hosting.
Go down.
She's hard. She's party promoting hosting.
That's just her looking. I don't look at those pictures. I just literally go down and look at her.
Oh shit, look at this motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah, she look young as shit, too.
She's like 22.
And 20. She looks short. Yeah, she's a pretty girl. And all that shit real.
Yes.
That shit is not fake at all. I need to send this to the chat to the fellas.
Do you?
Yeah, they'll enjoy that one. But anyway.
So, yeah. Uchi.
I like them faux locks. I want one more faux locks, boy. I tell you what. That's what's up.
Who else? Who's another girl that I look at? JQ. There's another woman I'd be looking at on here. It's a lot of women I'd be looking at on here, but I just be like, fuck, your body's so nice. Like, how is it so nice?
All you gotta do is just do it, you know, get at in the gym and just get at it.
Oh, no, I gotta stop being fucking lazy.
Yeah, I'd be looking at some of them dudes. who that was? Who is it? Shannon Sharp. The nigga 50 years old. Nigga body like a fucking Greek god. I'm like, I can't do all that shit he doing, though. I already know. I just can't do it.
Yeah, it'd be a lot. Doing the most. It'd be a lot. Sometimes I get so depressed because I be so lazy. And I don't be knowing what to do.
Look who liked it. I know somebody who followed her.
Yeah, no.
No matter who you pull up, you always going to see some of your homeboys liking those pictures.
Yes. He probably like, God damn, look at her. And Jay Carrero. Jay, she is Little Booty Matter. She's really skinny.
Jay what?
J-A-Y-E. Is that right here? She's little, like Little Booty Matter, but there's something about her, like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
She's so little, but she got like so much. Look how little she is.
Yeah, she's too tiny. That's not fun.
You said that's not fun.
That's not fun at all. I would not enjoy that at all. She's too little.
I don't know.
She's probably like 107 pounds.
She probably stopped eating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then look at this nigga. This nigga is just as small as she is. Them motherfuckers get on the scale. They probably 220. Both of them. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't.
Shit. Ooh, you said get on the scale, both of them.
Yeah, both of them like 220, 250
Uchi.
Tops.
Hey, Uchi, girl. Yeah,
Uchi, all right.
Uchi is all right.
She's just short and young. And I don't really enjoy following women I don't really know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, get drunk and then end up embarrassing yourself.
What?
I'm just joking.
Okay, I was about to say. Whatever. I don't have those. So Jay's cute. And that's, oh my God, so many women on here that I be following. I'd just be so jealous.
Why are you jealous? You just get at it.
I just told you I'd be jealous.
So Doug did a cleanse. This nigga dropped, and within 2 weeks, dropped 30 pounds.
Really?
Yes.
Damn, what kind of cleanse?
Some kind of drink shit he drinking for 2 weeks. All he did was drink that shit in water. And dropped all
so
that weight.
So he didn't, like, eat?
No, he didn't eat no food. I told him to send it to him. I might try it for a week.
Oh, shit.
I can't do it for no 2 weeks. And yeah. I don't want to lose no 30 pounds.
He dropped 30 pounds?
30 pounds.
In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks.
God damn.
30
yeah, that's,
pounds.
Can you imagine? That's what I'm saying. That goes to show, like, all that shit you be eating.
Yeah. It was a cleanse. Some kind of cleanse. Just dropped all that
he
shit out.
He probably got rid of parasites and everything.
Everything.
God damn, I need that. I don't want to drop 30 pounds.
I don't want to drop 30 pounds either.
I barely want to drop 10.
I feel like somebody's going to rob me if I drop that many. If I was that little.
I feel like I'm going to get left if I drop.
Like I'm going to push me around.
I feel like I'm going to get left if I drop 30 pounds.
I'm going to go tell my daddy.
I got to go. Beautiful Mata Uche Mba. That's the name is Mba.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that shit show off our chest and settled your whole bothering that man about his clothes and
whatever.
Pressing him.
Okay, I guess. Y'all be tripping.
Okay. Just you need to pick your battles.
Bye.
Pick your battles.
Bye.